Let me help you to realize America was founded upon prayer. I'm reading to you. Do you know on every, anyone who has a $100 bill, get it out and look at it. Ben Franklin is on the $100 bill. That's very interesting why Ben Franklin is listed on the $100 bill. Okay, he said this: I am calling all to pray for our government today. Truth for today: God rules in the affairs of man. And so he is saying, it is comforting to know that in those most challenging time in American history for what we call ourselves the United States. That's almost a laughing matter right now in America. We're sure not united, are we? But that's what we are supposed to be, united. That we will be truly united again. Ben Franklin was having problems with that in his time when they were doing the putting together the Constitution of the United States. May we remember, he goes on to say, no matter what in life, God is always in control. God being God is never at loss for what to do. Can you say amen to that? He's God! Hallelujah! He'll always be God! The reason is that his kingdom rules over all at all times. The Lord has prepared his throne in heaven, and his kingdom ruleth over all. One example we can review, and many from American history, how this demonstrates this very thing. So this is the writings of Benjamin Franklin. The following words were presented to the Constitutional Convention in 1787. Very interesting. After 5 weeks of arguing vigorously, discussions, and little progress had been made of hammering out the U.S. Constitution, for which all of us owe so much as Americans. Franklin reasons with these present, with those present, all of whom are most of whom fought in the Revolutionary War. His motion and resolve is to offer prayer to God in order to obtain his aid in drafting and implementing the Constitution. When they are agreed to his proposal, it initiated and instituted the Senate chaplaincy that is with us to this day. And here are his words. Get this. Thank God what he engineered. Very interesting. The small progress we have made after 4 or 5 weeks close attention and continued reasoning with each other, our different sentiments on almost every question, and several of the last producing as many no's as yeas, as thinking a melancholy proof of the imperfection of human understanding. How many can say amen to that? How many can say amen to that? We indeed seem to feel our own want of political wisdom, since we have been running about it in searching for it. We have gone back to the ancient histories for models of government, examining the different forms of these republics which have been formed with the seeds of their own dissolution and how and now no longer exist. Now get that picture. Come on, these governments that have been trying to make the best constitution and they longer are don't even exist. And we have viewed modern states all around Europe, but found none of their constitutions suitable to our circumstances. In this situation, this assembly, groping as it were in the dark to find political truth and sacred and scarce able to distinguish it from the present presented to us. And now has it happened, sir, what that we have not hitherto once, get this, once thought of humbly appealing to the Father of lights to illuminate our understanding. Culture of prayer. He's talking to the men that founded our country, folks. In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent and incidents of superintending providence in our favor. To that kind of providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national heritage. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proof I see in this truth that God governs in the affairs of men. And if the sparrow cannot fall to the ground without this notice, is it probable that an empire cannot rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, we labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, he goes on to say, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. He knew his Bible. We shall be divided by our little partial local interest. Our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to further generations. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate incident, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conflict. I therefore pledge, beg, leave to move that henceforth prayer imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of our clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service. And let us remember the words of Franklin. And they represent a tremendous founded truth. God governs in the affairs of men. Folks, I took time to read that because I want every one of you to know that this nation was founded on prayer. And we need to get back in Jesus' name. How many can say amen to that? When I read this, and this stuff is, as the Lord is taking me deeper in getting back to the culture of worship, truly worshiping him, the Lord has been doing some amazing things for me personally, which I am so thankful for. I was talking to someone else just, his wife, yes, I met someone at the restaurant, and you never know where a meeting of someone would take you. And so I was sitting in a restaurant, and my appointment didn't show up right away. And so I said, okay, God, you must have another appointment for me. This is the way I live my life. And so I start talking to this man, and I start telling him about how mom was praying in the Capitol here of America, of Pennsylvania, Dad. And I had the book, and I gave it to him. And he said, you won't believe this. My wife is responsible for getting all the pastors to come in and pray in the Senate. And she'll like to hear this story. And I said, well, tell her, work me in. Work me in. And so that is in the process, Dad, all because of what Mother did of praying for our government. I want you to know that we believe prayer changes things. And we're going to continue to allow that to happen. I want to live my life as an epistle of godly character. I want, and I have a passion, to influence people every day, every moment, with the presence of Jesus Christ, who was and is my Savior. I have a passion that as I see you and everyone I meet every day, that you will have the opportunity to see the gifts of the Spirit operating right where we're at. Because if we say we have Christ in our hearts and he filled us with his Spirit, I believe we can't help but have the fruit of the Spirit operating 24/7 in our lives. Why not? I believe this world's going to change if we really worship God in spirit and in truth. I believe we need to apply in everything the kingdom of God principles. We need to live them day in and day out if we want to see our family change, if we want to see our community change, if we want to see our state changed, if we want to see our United States change, if we want to see the world, we have to live it right where we're at in our homes. For example, I believe here at Grace Chapel in biblical truth, that it is the foundation of Scripture, and it forms us on how we live our lives and make decisions, not this world. My prayer for each one of you, that you will not allow circumstances, people, and situations to change your position of your worship to Almighty God and fearing him. We have in the past. I believe that we need to be authentic. We need to be real. Amen. We need to be real, even when it hurts. How many can say amen to that? You say, well, why do you say that, Pastor? Because a lot of us adjust our life to where people are at and what they're trying to do to us. And then we get angry. We get frustrated. We allow circumstances, situations to control us. These are things that God is speaking to my heart on. Amen? Or oh me? Huh? Hey, this is being authentic here today. No wonder. We need to have serving leadership. Make it always about others and discipling others, not about yourself. The majority of problems you and I have is because we're selfish. We want it our way. They didn't do it the way I think it should be done. Amen or oh me. Be a family that loves one another. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Been washed in his blood. Amen. You may notice we say brother and sister around here. Why? It's because we're a family and our folks are so dear. Are we? You know, people are saying something when they come here. They're telling me they feel at home. They feel the presence of the Lord. I want to thank you for working at that, because we must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And Paul said a lot. You need to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Some people it's easy to do, but others it's hard to do. You say, Pastor, you have problems too? Yeah, I do. Same as all of us. And we need to understand that too. Be a family. Be excellent in everything we do. Do your best. Because you serve the King of Kings. You worship Him every day. So in everything you do, do your best. And you're going to find amazing things happened to you. Clean hands and pure heart. Ben, I want you to get ready for that song, if you would, please. And we want to go there in Jesus' name. I tell you what. Clean hands, pure heart. Sister, come on up here. I want you to share that. She came up and I said, this is just confirming where I'm going with my message. What did you see?
Okay. Not that I need it, but when we were doing worship, the Lord's been pressing a lot of things on my heart this month, but He gave me a vision. And the vision was, there's a new commercial that's out, and it's about a truck. And when you look in, there's a big trailer being held behind the truck. And when you look in the rearview mirror, you don't see the trailer. I see heads nodding, so you know what I'm talking about. So it's a new thing that they have with electronics that you can actually see past what's behind you.
See through it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, see through it. Yeah, you can actually see it. Because when you're looking in, you're not seeing the trailer. You're seeing the road behind. And it's like I thought of that when I seen it. I thought, well, what are they going to come up with next? But this morning, the Lord showed me that. Because with the singles ministry and the ministry, the old folks home ministry that I do once a month, the two words that He had given me were purge and align. And as I kept researching it, and then He gave me the vision this morning, and He said, the church has stepped into sloppy agape. That we think, okay, we don't have to be concerned. Jesus died for me on the cross, and everything's covered. And we continually walk in our walk, and we have so much stuff in our life that the Holy Spirit has been telling us to purge, and we're not doing it. But yet our heart keeps saying, Lord, use me, use me, use me. The altar call comes, you come up front, you want to be used, and then you get discouraged because He's not using you. Or things come in your life and there's a pressure coming on, and then you want to rebuke what's there. And it's Him trying to bring the refiner's fire to burn off the chaff that you've been carrying around. And in His love and mercy, He has let you have it. But you've been walking with a limp. And just like this movie thing that they're having now that you can actually see through. And there's one thing about God forgiving us. But even back in the day when they walked, Jesus washed the feet of the disciples because the cares of the world make your feet dirty daily. And you have to repent for what's going on in your life. And I just ask, and I want to pray over the church, because we need to stand still and quiet for a while so He can show us what has been in our path that is keeping us from hearing clearly, from moving in the place that He wants us to be. Because until that stuff is purged and forgiveness is brought in, we can't bring in an alignment to Him. And it says in the scriptures, when I was searching, it said, they tore down the high places. We have high places in our lives.
Amen. Yeah, we do.
Because there's many times that where the sloppy agape comes in, it's like I look back over my life and I say, oh, Jesus forgave me of that. But if I'm still walking and practicing that sin, you are walking in sin. And it is keeping you from hearing from God, being directed by God. And I know that's a little bit harsh for some of you to hear, but if you want to be used, we got to purge.
Amen.
We got to purge what is holding us back for our own personal lives, and He can't use us. In Matthew, when He had said, you know what I mean, you see the speck in your brother's eye, but it's the plank in yours that's injuring them. Because you're coming to them, and sometimes you hear this holier-than-thou attitude saying about, but they're looking at your own life and saying, who are you to be looking at me when I see all of this in your life? How can you do that? And it's like, yes, God's grace and mercy covers, but it's not an excuse, because the scripture tells us, does that mean because we have mercy that we have a right to sin? We don't. We have a free walk to say, Lord, forgive me for what I did. And he washes it away. But we still have to ask for it to be forgiven.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I just want to pray for you.
We're going to complete that prayer.
Okay.
So you can sit down right now, and we're all going to go there in Jesus' name. Now hear this. Come. Hosea 6, 1 and 3. Let us return unto the Lord. For he has torn us, and he will heal us. He has wounded us, and he will bind up our wounds. He will revive us after 2 days. And on the third day, he will raise us up so we can live in his presence. Let us strive to know the Lord. His appearance is as sure as the dawn. He will come to us like the rain, like the shower, spring showers that water the earth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Matthew 16:24, if you truly want to follow me, you should at once completely reject and disown your own life. And you must be willing to share my cross and experience it as your own as you continually surrender to my ways. Lord, Psalms 51, I want to read this to us, and I want Ben to sing this song, Clean Hands and Pure Heart. And I want all of us to find an altar at our seat and allow the Holy Spirit just to work there. Listen to. As I've been going there, the Lord has been doing so much in my own life of this very truth that we are dealing with here today. Psalms 51, and I was just reading it, listening to it, as David realized that he needed to do that also. Psalms 51, and listen to the word of the Lord. Have mercy upon me. You can just close your eyes, or if you want to follow along, read. I'll read for you. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities, and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before thee. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desireth truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Lord, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors their way, and sinners shall be converted unto me.